This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone sitting up straight? Very good. Hour number two of USA Prepares. Gwyneth Isaacs is with us, and we've been talking about her book. And her book is several years of emails to me, and absolutely brilliant. It really is. And I've mentioned before that her writing is as good as the finest writing that's available. It really is. And you'll have a chance to see it for yourself if you decide to pursue buying this book. Class, have you noticed that some broadcasts and some commercials and even some news is following the format of USA Prepares? Have you noticed that? What I'm talking about is slow, deliberate, fleshed out, and respective style broadcasting. Have you noticed that? It seems that broadcasters and people who write and produce the commercials are following in our footsteps, and I want to thank them for doing that because it's the right thing to do. I'd like to read another paragraph in one of Gwyneth's emails, and this one was April of 2021. It says, "I'd like to also discuss the key role that horses have as a part of the blue blood culture. Although our family have not been socially connected with high society for a number of generations, we still have had horses. For me, they are a key part of my culture, a link to my past, and a keystone feature of life on the farm. I can honestly not bear to part from them. Even if I never ride again, they are part of my life, and I think that they would be an enormous hole in my being if I never had them in my life again." That was one of the paragraphs. So you're keeping one and you're selling one. Is that correct, Gwyneth?
Of your yes. Horses?
Yeah.
That's right.
And it's a question of economics and feed.
Yeah, that's right. And the one that I'm keeping is her breeding is that she is a Whaler crossed with a Mustang. So she's an Australian wild horse crossed with an American wild horse. And that means that she keeps her weight on a lot better. Her epigenetics are that she's used to, her ancestors going back for hundreds of years have lived in this harsh landscape. And any ancestors that she had that didn't managed to live in this harsh landscape, didn't survive. So she can live here, and she doesn't seem to lose weight. And this is the one that I broke in, and the one that broke me is the one that I'm keeping because she's really gentle-natured. She's really a good horse, which might sound funny to somebody who's never had horses, to say, well, that horse almost killed you and you say it's a gentle-natured, good horse. Well, that was my fault. I did the wrong thing, and I did something that I shouldn't have done in the process of her training, and I got punished for it, which is also what horses are like. And it's what cattle are like. If you make a mistake in handling cattle, I'm sure you will agree with this, Vincent, you're going to pay for it. And that was what happened. And, I was like, stupid me. Why did I do that? I knew I shouldn't have done that. I knew it, even as I was sitting there on the ground, when I was at the point where I could sort of think again, you know, and this is it. But horses, they have been a part of the blue blood culture for hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of years. And all of my ancestors that I've been able to trace were horse riders. And when I got to be about the age of 15, I got on a horse for the first time on my own. I'd been sort of borrowed horses and been led around as a little kid sometimes and all that. But I just found that I just knew how to ride. And, this is a topic that gets discussed quite a bit in the emails as well, and I think something that people need to pay attention to is epigenetics. There's some things that are just in your genetic code that you do them for the first time and you just know how to do them. You know, it might take somebody else 6 months, a year, several years to know how to do it. But you do it and you can do it instantly, and, you know, it's something that just seems to be coded into you. And that's what horses have always been like for me. Does that make sense?
Oh, it absolutely does. Let me read another paragraph from your emails to me. My mom and dad were free-range egg farmers, and at any one time had about 3,000 hens. Their hens were crosses between Leghorns and Rhode Island whites. And so they were white hens that laid white eggs. That was selling best at the market. And I asked my mom once, what eggs are better for you, white ones or brown ones? And she said the shell color didn't matter, that people thought that brown eggs were healthier, but that was rubbish. What matters is the color of the yolk and how the hens have been raised and fed. Hens that have a lot of access to fresh greens and ripe, colorful fruit have brighter colored yolks and more nutritious eggs. And that's absolutely correct. And my mom said, you know, you are what you eat. And so if you eat a poor diet, your body's not going to operate very well. If you put bad gas in your car, you know what happens. It doesn't run very well, if at all. So this is just a small collection of some of the emails, just of a three-month period. Glenn, if you talk about infamous or famous people, and you talk about the royals, you talk about the Romanov family, you talk about what happened to them, you talk about the trials and tribulations. So there's probably not one subject you haven't touched, including satellite launches and 5G and things like that. operating your own solar system. You live off the grid, and if the sun is shining, you have electricity. If it doesn't shine, you don't. And you talk about the nickel iron batteries that you've worked on to rejuvenate because they needed to have the electrolyte replenished. You figured out what the electrolyte was. You figured out the ratio of mixing it with water and then, you know, refilling your battery bank. I mean, that was a pretty tough road to hoe. It's not pleasant. It's dangerous, and neutralizing the basic electrolyte with some acid to neutralize it and make it safe. I mean, there are lots of things that you talk about, including wiring and plumbing and fixing and repairing and how you approach things. So any comments about those things, Gwyneth?
Yeah, that was really tough. I had about 18 months ago or something. I can't remember exactly when, but I had a really big problem with my nickel ion battery because around about 3 or 4 cells of the nickel ion battery decided to pack it in all at once, which meant that I had to go in one at a time and replace the electrolyte in the acid. I had to replace the electrolyte in the cell. And I found that was I had previously bought the chemical that I needed and enough to completely rejuvenate the nickel ion battery, the whole thing, because eventually all of the cells will need to have new electrolyte. But I was going to do all of the cells, but it was such a monumental task just to do these 3 or 4 cells that I decided that in the future what I would do is, as the cells failed, that I would call out the individual cells and I would rejuvenate them as they fail. And maybe once every 6 months these days I have a cell failure and I have to go in and I have to rejuvenate the, rejuvenate the cell. I have to make up the potassium hydroxide solution. And all that. It's probably one of my least favorite jobs on the farm. There's other jobs that are more further down the list of least favorite jobs on the farm. But that's one of them. That's a job that I hate, but it has to be done because if I don't do it, there's going to be no electricity, and there's just no two ways about it. But these days, it's not so bad because I know what I'm doing, and I can just go in, and I have a number of bags that have been made up. So I just need to retrieve one of the bags out of the supply of the crystalline chemical, and then I need to go with the distilled water and make it up. But yeah, it's still not one of my favourite jobs because it is a very dangerous job, and even if you get a tiny speck of the crystal on your skin, it will react with with the moisture that's on your skin, and it will burn and it will hurt, and so you've got to keep vinegar on hand to immediately neutralise any spills. Anyway, that's what nickel ion batteries are like, and that's what you would have learned as well, Vincent.
Yeah, I haven't had to do it yet, but it's coming. It's coming. Here's another paragraph. I think it's class. Gwyneth's emails are a snapshot of USA Prepares. That's really what they are. And here's one other couple paragraphs. When I was studying environmental science at Melbourne University, New York was the case study on how not to design a city. When the sewer systems overflow, they overflow into the storm drain and vice versa. This means that even though it looks like rainwater flowing into the subway station, it's got raw sewage mixed with it. Cholera, anyone? How about hepatitis, yellow fever, and bubonic plague? All from the rats that have been flushed out of the sewers are now living in the dilapidated, crowded, poorly lit 150-year-old
Bronx. He was in
Bronx.
Big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
So I ran smack into a commercial when I was reading this paragraph. But it went on to say, cholera, anyone? How about hepatitis, yellow fever, and bubonic plague from all the rats that have been flushed out of the sewers and are now living in dilapidated, crowded, poorly lit 150-year-old Bronx and Brooklyn apartment buildings. You were right to bring this up on Wednesday's class. So this is a compendium of advice, counsel, how to do it, trials, tribulations, news, and stories, historical stories, that you're not going to find anywhere else. I do a lot of reading, but I've never read a book that's anything even remotely like this. So I'm looking forward to the finished work. And do you have any idea? Is it going to take a month or two? How long do you think it's going to take?
Hopefully, it just depends on how things go with my, because I'm at the point again where cell phone internet might be a problem in the next few days. I'll try and get most of the emails downloaded today and tomorrow. But volume one should be either within the next few days or within the next month or so. and I'll get it where I've downloaded all of the files, and then I can continue working on it whether I have internet or not, and then publish it when I get my internet back. So, so this is it. I gave my unemployment benefits back to the government when it became apparent to me. Actually, it was the Holy Spirit that prompted me in my heart that I needed to get off the dole. And about a few weeks after I got off the dole, after I handed my unemployment check back to the government, then I heard that people who were unvaccinated and were on unemployment benefits here in Australia had their dole checks cut off. And not only that, that for whatever reason, that the banks were closing their accounts without their consent or knowledge, and that they would go to use their bank account. And this came out on social media that this was happening. I don't think it's been reported on the press anywhere, but it's just something that anecdotally came across the internet. And I noticed it, and I sort of thought, wow, isn't that interesting? But because I gave my check back to the government and said, I don't want your check anymore, I'm not going to comply, you can have it back, okay, which is how the rules operate here, then I still have my bank account. So, which is yay for me. Thank you, Jesus. You know, at least I can still continue to receive electronic payments, which is a really, really good thing. But this is it. The people here in Australia who have not chosen to be vaccinated have really, we are getting singled out for special treatment. And my response is, well, I just don't want to be around you anyway. So this is it. And, you know, or I still have food stored that I bought 18 months and 2 years ago that I'm eating. And maybe I don't have a lot of the best food anymore, like cheese and stuff like that. But I have enough basic food to where I'm still eating, and I'm still, and that lot of jam that I was talking about, the prickly pear jam that I made while I was recovering from my riding accident about a year ago, I just finished the last jar today. But within a month we'll have ripe prickly pears again, and I will get into jam making again.
All right. We'll be right back after Bottom of the Hour News with Gwyneth Isaacs live in Australia.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
At least three people now are confirmed to have died in Tonga following the undersea volcanic eruption that sent tsunami waves toward the island nation and across the Pacific Ocean over the weekend. Officials reported major damage along the western coast of the main island that was covered in ash and dust, including the runway of the airport, injuring relief efforts. The State Department is reporting the United States believes that Russia may use joint military exercises inside Belarus as a cover for an invasion of Ukraine from the north. New deployments to the Belarus-Ukraine border in the coming weeks, in addition to the 100,000 Russian troops already in place, could allow Russia to open up a new front less than 100 miles from the Ukrainian capital, Kyiv. Secretary of State Anthony Blinken.
Let's be clear about how we got to this moment. In 2014, the Ukrainian people chose a democratic and European future for themselves. Russia responded by manufacturing a crisis and invading.
USA Radio News.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. An increasing number of things are falling apart daily. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, and that includes food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take this moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. My Patriot Supply has earned over 47,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious food kits average 2,000 calories per day and last up to 25 years in storage, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a food kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for the news to tell you something bad happened again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, the Democrat from New York, will push for a vote in the Senate on voting legislation and an attempt to do away with the 60-vote filibuster rule. Republican Representative Claudia Tenney, also from New York, told Newsmax on Tuesday this is bewildering to lawmakers on her side of the aisle.
Well, let's just look at the facts. The Democrats in New York State, a 3-to-1 Democrat state, by a statewide referendum, voted down same-day registration and automatic registration. So that tells you where the Democrats are, which is bewildering why Chuck Schumer is going to particularly get up today and deliver a failure to the Democrats. The Democrats are talking about voter suppression. They need to enact those policies that you just showed, getting rid of voter ID, which, by the way, you know, I just had to show my vaccine, proof of my vaccine and a picture voter ID to get into a restaurant in D.C. last night. But I can't do that when I go to vote for something as important, as sacred as it is. And listen to the Democrats. They acknowledge that it is the profound act of self-governance is to vote. So, you know, the Democrats are just doing all of this because their policies are failing. People realize it. And the only way they're going to take over is going to be changing the rules, our election rules, and put them in charge because their policies are failing and people are moving to the Republican Party or to support Republican candidates in a larger margin than we've seen in decades.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Today, God, you're
take my
when you go to
the
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
We got three more short pieces from the book. And this is, and two of them are from Gwyneth, and one of them is from me. From Gwyneth. It's also that I'm doing Wim Hof Autogenics and Norm Shealy's Autogenics as well. And these meditations are making me calmer and more alert and attentive. I'm noticing things that I was probably missing before, such as the soreness in my horse's shoulders, and my balance and reflexes are also improving. I'd like to call in on Monday and thank Dr. Shealy on air, if that's okay with you. His autogenic training is making such a difference in my life and I'm so grateful for it. I just want to thank him publicly, and perhaps you could read the part of this email where I describe how my horse training has improved. You don't have to name my mares, but you can describe their progress. And then here's one from me to Gwyneth. And this was on January 1st, 2021. It's to Kathy and Gwyneth. Wow. I'm so impressed. Walking onto the worldwide stage without hesitation. You were both excellent. And the rankings prove it. I was listening and beaming with pride in you. So I called in and asked Jason to tell you live on air. We can do this again and again. Just let me know when. Your ranking is attached. You went up against the big guys. Impressive. Thank you. Happy New Year, Vincent. So, for the first time, Gwyneth and Kathy broadcasted together. Vinny was not there, and they worked beautifully together. So that was my thank you. So I don't know if you're going to include that in the book. There are a couple of emails from me to Gwyneth, kind of like that, on different topics, thoughts about what's happening in the world, my reaction to her emails, etc. She may or may not include them. It will be a, if she does, it'll be a very small portion of the book. But it's just how we communicate with each other, what's on her mind, and there are hundreds of thousands of words in these emails. And I haven't counted them all, but just a small portion leads me to think that there are hundreds of thousands of words. Gwyneth, what would you like to do next?
Okay. I think that we need to get on to discussing what's been happening in Tonga. Because this broadcast is, we're in the last half hour of the broadcast. And I have a lot of information that I think is going to really, really help a lot of people with what's coming. People need to realize the magnitude of this eruption. And this is the biggest. I actually went back and I had a look at the data because many years ago when I was at Melbourne University, I trained to be an environmental scientist. And I still try to keep myself up to date with what's happening in that field. And I use a lot of the knowledge that I gained during that time on my farm. But one of the things that was of particular interest to me, and also that I grew up at Rotorua in New Zealand, which is about 50 miles down the road from Taupo. And Taupo is the biggest, one of the biggest volcanic eruptions that has ever been on the face of the earth. And this eruption is not anywhere near in the ballpark of the Taupo eruption, but it gave me an early and keen interest in volcanoes, just growing up and living in that area. And, this eruption is the biggest eruption that has been recorded by modern science in the last 200 years. That's how big it is. The ash cloud extended 20 kilometers into the atmosphere, which means that it extends into the stratosphere. Okay? That means that the volcanic ash and dust is going to get circulated eventually all over the planet because it's going to, the jet stream is going to carry it all over the planet because the lower atmosphere has a different circulation to the upper atmosphere. And so the ash that's in the lower atmosphere is also going to get circulated all over the planet, but it's going to stay in the southern hemisphere. But the ash that's in the upper atmosphere is going to end up being circulated all over the planet. And over the next 5 or 10, the last eruption that we saw on Earth that was anywhere near this magnitude was the eruption of Krakatoa in 1883, I think. I'm pretty sure it was 1883. And that is by the volume of ejecta and the estimated height of the ash cloud. And that was the last, one of the last times that we had a volcano erupted, that the eruption was big enough where the ash cloud went into the stratosphere. Okay. And this, that's really important. It means that you're going to get sulfur, sulfuric acid in the upper atmosphere, in the stratosphere. And that is going to lead to a cooling effect over the whole planet over the next 5 or 10 years of the magnitude of between 1 and 2 degrees. And you see all these climate scientists and they say, oh, well, we're freaking out because the climate's going to be 1 or 2 degrees warmer, you know, over a period of 100 years. Well, over the, you know, over the next little while, you're going to see a cooling of between 1 and 2 degrees, you know, probably about 1.2 to 1.5 degrees of the planet, starting now and carrying on to about 5 or 10 years into the future, and then you will get the sulfuric acid will fall out of the atmosphere and it will condense as rain, as acid rain, and which won't be good for the plants or the animals or the rivers, but that's nature, that happens, and the planet's dealt with it before. So it's nothing, you know, it sounds bad, but it's something that the planet has actually dealt with before. It just means that your rainwater is going to be a bit more acidic than it would be otherwise, which is probably not going to be good for all this mechanical equipment that's struggling anyway to keep up with, you know, the poor engineering and manufacturing systems and the supply chain breakdowns and all the rest of it. But the most important thing in the short term is that this volcano erupted Sunday our time, so Monday US time. The ash cloud is going to make its way around the whole Earth in the lower atmosphere. And it's really, really monumental. Is going to seed rainfall events, massive rainfall events, okay, in the lower atmosphere, in the part of the atmosphere where actually weather is generated. And you're going to see storms across, first of all, South America, and then as the wind and circulation goes all the way around, you're going to see those storms progress across to Africa, and then you're going to see them progress across to India and then in Australia. And it should take about 10 days from last Sunday, so probably about next Wednesday, we will get some really, really severe weather here in Australia, and you will see these weather patterns travelling all around the Earth. And I think at the moment they're probably still in the Pacific, and they're probably just about to hit South America in the next day or two. And this is it. When you get volcanic eruptions like this, even smaller volcanic eruptions, I've just noticed that you tend to get intense rainfall events, even at parts of the planet that you would think, you know, how did that happen? like, for instance, in, you know, a number of years ago, I think it was about 2015 or 2016, you had some volcanoes go off in Indonesia. And I've noticed that when you get volcanic eruptions in Indonesia, we get severe weather events in Australia. And that probably has to do with the same thing, that the clouds get seeded with volcanic ash and they form these enormous raindrops. And the weather is suddenly cold. And it's that cooling condenses the rain, and then through the local, in our part of the world, circulation patterns, they get pulled down to Australia, and then we get intense rainfall patterns here in Australia, which actually just happened. Oh my gosh, it did. Just these last few weeks, you had a volcanic eruption in Indonesia, and then just boom, you know, a week or two after that, you had a massive monsoon. You had actually a tropical cyclone formed off of the coast of Queensland, went straight across the top end, down through the Northern Territory and West Australia. And we're going to get that rain probably sometime in the next few days. So this is it. You have to be aware of how things operate, how rainfall events operate in other parts of the world. Now, you in the Northern Hemisphere won't see any of this rain from this volcanic eruption in the short term, but you will experience the global cooling of between 1.2 and 1.5 degrees, which will be fairly consistent over the next 5 or 10 years, which will lead to crop failures. And you had, when Krakatoa erupted, you had years without summer in Europe. And you think, well, Europe's not particularly close to Indonesia. No, it's not. But this was what happened back then, which was one of the only times in the last 200 years that you've had a volcano that has had a big enough eruption where the ash and the gases and the particles and, you know, very fine particles, obviously, have found their way into the upper atmosphere. Does that make sense, Vincent?
It absolutely does, and our overnight temperatures are going to go down to 8 degrees. And I'm very concerned about the animals, so we're taking precautions right now. We're sawing wood, covering up wood. We're expecting storms here. 8 degrees is pretty cold. 8 degrees Fahrenheit. We'll be right back.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Gwyneth is with us. Gwyneth, when you talked about the climate cooling 1.2 to 1.5 degrees, are you talking about centigrade or Fahrenheit?
I'm talking about centigrade. Okay, so
okay.
It's going to be more in Fahrenheit. I'm not sure what that converts to.
Well, it's going to be almost double.
It's going to be a fairly significant.
Maybe that.
It doesn't sound like much.
Yeah.
But it's in climatology, it's fairly significant, and that's that's the deviation from the baseline average of global temperatures is extremely significant because it tends to be pretty stable.
So Gwyneth, if we extrapolate this out, you're talking about most of the impact would be the southern hemisphere initially, but eventually it will spread out across the globe. Is that correct?
Yes. Yeah. There is another impact that I need to have a heads up about, and that is the Kermadec Trench.
Okay.
Because Tonga basically sits directly on an undersea canyon. Actually, it's a fault line. It's one of the most massive fault lines on the face of the earth. It's called the Kermadec Trench. And I don't think anyone's ever explored to the bottom of the Kermadec Trench. It's so deep. But it basically, if this volcanic eruption destabilizes this fault line, you can see some really, really massive earthquakes. It could unzip all the way down through New Zealand. It could, if it has earthquakes in the Kermadec Trench, especially if you've got solar flares going off, which tend to generate earthquakes as well, and you get a significant earthquake on the Kermadec Fault, you could see tsunamis across the, South Pacific, and you could also see massive earthquakes in New Zealand, and especially around, and if this is me hypothesizing here, but it's something that I've had my eye on for quite a while, and also Stan Bayo once picked it out, and he said this is an issue, you need to watch this. If you get a massive earthquake in the Rotorua, Taupo, Tauranga region, then you could have a destabilization of the Rotorua Taupo caldera complex, which is not going to be good for anyone. Because if you think that this volcanic eruption is bad, basically three people died, an ejector got put into the upper atmosphere, and it's the biggest volcanic eruption in 200 years. But if the Taupo caldera goes, you are going to see one of the biggest volcanic eruptions in the history of all geology. And if the Rotorua caldera goes, it's going to trigger the Taupo caldera, because they're literally right next to each other. It's like literally 50 miles between these two calderas. And I know that because I used to live there, and, you know, we used to go to Taupo sometimes for a day trip when I was a little girl. But you've got to keep your eye on this region at this time. And the Kermadec Trench has had considerable seismic activity over the last 5 years or so, you know, 5 or 10 years. And it's extremely geologically active. And if it goes, if it has a major earthquake, then it could unzip all the way down through New Zealand and either create massive earthquakes all through that fault line that runs straight through New Zealand, North Island and South Island, through Rotorua, through Tauranga, Rotorua, Taupo, and then through the South Island, the Southern Alps. And this is a fault line where when it decides to become active, it becomes very bad for the whole planet. Does that make sense, Vincent? I'm aware we're in the last few minutes of the broadcast, but I'd like your comment on that.
Sure. Just saving one file. Okay, yeah. Here am I. Yes. Here's what I can say, that all this being true, if you look at the beef exporting countries, number one is Brazil, number two is Australia, number three is the United States, number four is India, then Argentina. The bottom line is crops and beef will be impacted by a 2.7 degree Fahrenheit change, which is what you've talked about in Celsius. So 1.2 to 1.5 degrees Celsius. 1.5 degrees Celsius is 2.7 degrees Fahrenheit. Very serious. Gwyneth, thank you so much for being with us today, sharing your knowledge and expertise.
God bless and you have a great week.
To stay at home. Public health concerns. The reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses. Your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.